Hey kids, the Baby Fur Cast is an adults-only podcast intended for mature audiences over the age of 18 and covers topics in the adult baby, age play, and baby fur communities. Listener discretion is advised. Funding for the Baby Fur Cast is provided by these lovely patrons on our Patreon. Triple Panic, Speller 19, Tommy Dixie, Toddler Girl, Floofy Jackal, Kaneko, Jake, Laura, Raspberry, Laughin' Chelsea, Melbent, Grizz, and listeners like you. Thank you. If you'd like to support the Baby Fur Cast while getting access to additional bonus episodes of the show, as well as unedited director's cuts of each episode and access to our Discord server where you can listen in on live recordings of the show as well as talk with the cast, head on over to patreon.com/babyfurcast to subscribe to our Patreon.
Welcome to the Baby Fur Cast. Welcome to the Baby Fur Cast. We got Nate and Smelly and Lily too. Welcome, welcome. How do you do?
Damn. All right.
That just cut at speaking about teeth.
Speaking about teeth. All right, and here we go. And
then that's the opening. It's just us, me saying, speaking about teeth. And that's the opening.
Spelly, I think we've made our listeners very uncomfortable, especially the ones that probably don't have teeth because they're very, very tiny little itty-bitty babies.
Yeah, they got like one or two teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, bold of you to... Yeah, exactly. But anyways, welcome back to the Baby Fur Cast episode... Fucking, what episode number is this?
9-11.
49? 7? Help me out here.
Hang 45, on. I'm gonna guess.
45, wow, I was off. Yes.
Wait. No. Wait. Yeah, 45.
If this is the first episode, anyone listening to this, please, we're not professionals. I hope you understand that.
It's true. We just said, talking about teeth, let's get this started.
I mean, I bet a lot of professional podcasters talk about teeth.
That's the best intro to the podcast, is when, you know, you're just talking about something random and you just start it in the middle of, like, yeah, what we're saying. No context.
Yeah. Precisely. Everybody, it makes people want to go subscribe to the Patreon to hear what the fuck was Lily talking about when she said the thing she said. You know that thing?
Yeah, you think people will pay $1 or $3 a month for context?
Cheaper than ever.
It's and you get
our entire backlog and occasional bonus content that Lily does.
Damn. How you're doing a better plug than I ever do. Damn, alright.
I recently got a Hush plug, and for $20 a month, I will let you control it for 1 hour.
Wait, is this the
do it for free? Can I pull the we were in a relationship and are still good?
Maybe.
Basically friends with benefits.
Are we adding the Lily tier? $20 a month gets you access to Lily's Love Ends plug?
For an hour a month.
For one hour a month. That's there we go. See, that's I honestly feel like people do that. And also if you want to see me in a maid outfit, which pictures I'm still working on, I'm really sorry.
It's going to be easier now, because we're going to have to restructure this whole thing. We should talk about updates to what we're going to do here in this project. And the first thing we're going to do is, we have lives. And we have realized that after a review of this stuff, we need to switch to once every 2 weeks.
We've been having this great anxiety of the fact that we all have, over the last year, become more active in what we're doing in our lives. To the extent that Nate has a significant other now and is no longer on his mommy quest. Spelly has a job. I have less jobs now, but I also am working on getting to school and will be starting training for another thing that we're not going to talk about yet.
Yep. So, because our lives have become busier in other ways, we're definitely dropping it to twice a week. And in addition to that,
twice a week, hang on a second, what?
It's my fault. Twice a month, essentially. Oh. Once every 2 weeks.
God.
And we're doing that, but we're also gonna go with that. We're gonna get rid of one of our Patreon tiers.
And one of our Patreons that and we will also be getting rid of one of our Patreons at random. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're just gonna like quit your Patreon. No, we're gonna kill you. There's a hitman out for you now. We've hired him. Okay. It was a really good use of the Patreon money, is what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ, little Spelly. I thought we were going to go with, like, Survivor of, like, haha, you got voted off the Discord.
No.
Every patron... Okay, campers. Someone decided that Raspberry is no longer on the Patreon. He will take the ban of shame to the DDoS of losers and never be seen again.
Nah, we've already hired a hitman. It's really interesting.
What is this total drama?
Watch your fucking yeah. That's what I was trying to make a reference to.
You are
okay,
you
Pampers.
Are, yeah, are, but don't they already have a daycare version of that?
Oh fuck.
Yes.
I feel like we should have an episode where we talk about baby versions of shows.
But that's not this episode.
That's not this episode.
This episode is about noms.
Little space foods. I think we should preface this.
Oh, I'm talking about noms.
Sweet tooth for you.
This show concept was literally created by me saying, Lily, throw ABDL words at me.
Cookie.
That's
the process.
We need to have more vibe sessions where we actually come up with ideas, because, like...
That's what the $20 tier is for, Nate.
The $20 tier is when you can give us suggestions.
What?
The vibe session. If they pay $20, they get access to Lily's Hush Plug for 1 hour.
Oh, that... No, Lily, I'm talking about the... Oh, my God.
Okay,
this podcast makes me want to murder people.
The reason I thought about this is because I think about a lot of formative memories I have. And then I remember that they're all terrible. So I think about memories I want to have, or memories I gave my nieces. And some of my happiest memories are figuring out, like, age-appropriate activities for my nieces who are, like, new to cooking. So if you're, like, 6 months old and you want to help, you get to hold the spoon. And that spoon's very important, so you better hold it tight for me. And then, like, if you're, like, one or two...
I'm going to hit that spoon on so many pans.
Oh, hell
yeah. And if you're like one or two, you can definitely mix something for me. And if you're like five, like, come help me, like, put on some ingredients, measure them out for me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I love when kids help me cook, and I love helping, like, mommy and stuff cook. Like, I think food is a very special thing when it comes to, like, bringing people together. And the reason why is because it's, like, a universal need. Unless you're like me and only breathe oxygen. I don't need anything else. I just breathe oxygen.
Lily.
Well, but you need the rabies to keep the system stable.
Yeah,
Lily.
Yeah, the rabies kind of pulls everything together.
Lily, you're forgetting the Red Bull.
Yeah, the Red Bull is... I do drink a lot of... I do drink what I would call an unpleasant amount of Red Bull.
Oh, so you drink a can of Red Bull a day.
Red Bull, please sponsor us and unblock Lily on Twitter.
Red Bull, please unblock me on Twitter. I need to talk to you.
You need to give Lily one of those cool special Red Bull fridges that you can keep stocked like all the streamers do.
Remember when kids were going crazy for those fucking mini fridges like 2 years ago? Like, that was like the hot item.
Is that not a thing anymore?
That's still a thing, it's just not as hot.
How do you alright, do you guys know how you can...
Listen, time takes a lot from us, Lily. Hotness is something it takes.
Okay, but
I don't know what you're talking about. I've only become more sexy as I've aged.
Jesus
but I also only because I now look 18 and not like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, you lost viability in some categories. Random weirdos on the internet.
You know what? The fact is they're actually really horny for me and just don't want to admit it yet.
Are we talking about food, or are we just going to be talking about, like, Lily's...
Nate, you have to understand, I'm a fucking snack.
You have to understand.
Okay, so we just talk about Lily, because Lily's a snack, therefore it's about food. I'm gonna go to Seattle, I'm gonna eat Lily. Alright, that's it.
Wow, well, you don't have to, like, talk about your sex acts with me right here.
The sex act. Cannibalism is now a sex act, kids.
Oh, no. Eating her out. Come on.
Nate, I just gotta say, you're abhorrible.
I'm what? Oh,
abhorrible.
Oh, what the fuck? We were gonna talk about Little Space Foods. Alright,
we are, but we're also,
here.
Like...
Listen, okay. I'm killing it with these puns right now, okay?
I'm going to kill you.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
You don't have the money for the hitman. We already hired one.
We already hired one to kill off the patrons at random. Shit. This is going to go over real well if, like, any... If I'm trying to get hired for any... If by some chance I'm still trying to get into cybersecurity, that someone in the security
cybersecurity
process...
Only cares. Cybersecurity only cares if it can be used against you. If you embrace the cringe, they got nothing on.
This I mean, true.
So I need to be specific for Nate's future work. We are kidding. We are very loving to our fans, unless they're Nazis, and then we beat the shit out of them.
Okay.
But you know, like cybersecurity, we're fighting. You guys are in security. We're fighting the Nazis, just like us, physically. I'm just kidding. None of us are fighting Nazis.
I don't even know what I want to do with my life anymore, honestly. But that's beside the fact.
Give you a hug and snuggles.
Come, what? Come.
You want to get little hugs and snuggles?
Yes.
You should do like a kidcore like wrestling gimmick. You should go into professional wrestling and do a kidcore gimmick.
Be like, I'm not gonna go into professional wrestling with you, Lily.
No, Nate's gonna become a pilot.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not doing anything.
I would love to be a pilot if you got an extra 90 grand laying around and, you know, the FAA doesn't mind that I'm depressed as fuck.
No, yeah, I don't got money.
I mean, if anyone wants to pay for my flight school, ooh, fingers.
When are you gonna, you're gonna get like a sugar mama in like a year, and she's gonna pay for your flight school.
I already have a sugar mama. What are you talking about? Tiny treats me really fucking good.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Tiny, I know you're listening because you're in the Discord. I love you, sweetie. I love you so much. Anyways, Little Space Foods.
Food. Yeah.
Fuck. All right, here. I got one.
Wait, we have an outline.
What do you mean an outline? What did we did you guys have show notes? You were talking about the show notes that I wasn't aware of?
No. We got it right here. Don't worry, I'll paste it in the chat.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Little Space Foods. I do have to say there was one that literally I just thought of that really clicks for me now. So, for those that don't know, down here in Florida, we have this wonderful magical place called Publix. Publix is a really good grocery store, and they have these cookies. The Publix sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies, I'm just now realizing, definitely hold a bit of nostalgia and possible Little Space induction energy in them, especially if you're a Floridian like me. I don't know how true this is. I'm going to have to ask like other Babs that live in Florida if that would be the case of like, would you consider... Because the immediate thought of like the taste of like cookies, of Little Space cookies, I guess, would be the Publix sugar cookies with the sprinkles. Because there's something about the texture and the taste of that is.
And every birthday. Yeah. You get to bring them to school for birthdays.
I do know there is a recipe for them, but I don't think they're going to be like the store. Because you can't beat that. Master's place. And you know, at the end of the day, I think this episode is more about helping build better scenes between age players, as well as reminiscing on our own memories. But also, I think it's about helping people realize that if you want to get into Little Space, there's not just like the setting, there's like what you do and what you eat and how you do it. For me personally, I love a good like chicken nuggies from McDonald's, just like a 6-piece chicken nuggies from McDonald's, and I could eat that all day. But more importantly, Taco Bell nachos.
Really?
Yeah. Back when I had cancer, anytime I had after I was done with chemotherapy, I would be allowed to get Taco Bell, and I'd always get those fucking nachos. And then the nurses couldn't be mad at me for throwing up later because I had cancer.
You can't be mad, losers. I have cancer.
You can't be mad at the person who just had chemotherapy.
Cancer is just such a fucking like coverall. You're just like, come on, man. You gotta let me do this thing.
He's literally killing you by saying, hey, what if there are more of you?
Yeah. Oh man. And I think that even goes further. Like during my happiest period when I was doing dance and I was doing like lead dance stuff and getting respected as it. When I did dance, I really, really, really had to eat a lot. Like, I had to, you've seen the pictures of me now, of my muscles. To maintain that, I was working out about 5 or 6 hours a day, like hardcore exercise, and I was burning like 7,000 calories. And Taco Bell is cheap, and it is delicious. And I could eat a shit ton of Taco Bell and include every... And I really enjoyed it. So yeah. That's why I like Taco Bell. What about you, Spelly?
Me? So, like, favorite little food, I think, would have to be mac and cheese. But not, like, normal mac and cheese. You gotta put the fancy stuff.
Oh, I was thinking you were gonna say, like, the blue box mac and cheese.
No. So the blue box mac and cheese is easy, right?
Yeah.
I get that. However, when I think mac and cheese, I think specifically... my dad still makes every once in a while, tuna, peas, and mac and cheese. Yeah, you just mix them all together. But that's got me in love with the idea of, like, you can just mix all sorts of shit with mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Some really fancy, like, good one with, like, real melted cheese and you know, maybe put some different kind of cheese in there. Like, I'm somebody who loves experiences. And the base of, like, a noodle dish that, like, the only requirement for it is you have the noodles and cheese is very pleasing. Not only that, but for the brat, like, we're going on with more important scenes and whatnot.
Princess
mac and cheese is kind of the easiest, like, kind of the easiest noodles to pick up and to clean up. So, like, you know, if I want to throw food, I can throw food and not feel as
bad. Yeah. Oh,
that's
very smart.
Oh, fuck. So, like, age play scene where we strap you in a high chair and give you a bowl of mac and cheese, you know, eat up num num, and you just throw it everywhere.
I mean, yeah, eat some. Throw some. Play with some. Like... No, it's like, that's exactly, like, these are the things that I wanted to, like, when I thought about, like, food as being, like, something we could expand on, like, this is actually stuff, right? Like, if you want to feel small, we all have that one thing that kind of brings us back to, like, you know, something in our childhood, and...
If it's Nate, it's a girlfriend's nipple.
Whoa. If it's me...
Goddamn, all right.
It's anybody's nipple, okay?
Yeah.
Come true. On.
I'm not your buddy, friend.
What?
I'm not your buddy, friend.
Oh, Chowder?
No.
No, wait. South Park.
South Park. I'm not your buddy, friend. I'm not your friend, pal. Not your pal,
there's guy.
There's your problem. I never watched South Park.
That's fine. It's not something babies should watch anyways.
Yeah you're well, it's small. You're baby.
Ahaha, yes. It's good. I don't need to watch South Park, yeah. Like, with all due respect, South Park looks really fucking stupid.
It is.
Oh, it is.
It's really bad. I for a while had a blood pact with a demon that required me to watch Family Guy every season of it until I actually enjoyed an episode. I enjoyed exactly one episode, and it's the one where they treat the Chance character like a fucking human for once.
Good.
Interesting.
But that's the only episode I've liked in a very long time.
Back to food.
We're gonna talk about this food. So, what do you think of going out for little space?
Oh my gosh. If I go to, like, a Friendly's or, like, a Denny's, specifically a Friendly's, if they have, like, if I get an ice cream and my girlfriend or whatever my mommy orders for me, or a caretaker orders for me, and I don't have to talk because I am a little autistic child who has trouble speaking, and then later found her voice on the stage.
Yep.
That's oddly specific, but yes.
Well, I mean, I am all of those things.
No, I know, it's just very...
But you also didn't finish the sentence slowly.
Yeah. You were saying it was...
As soon as this has to have two parts, right? Like, I understand that you're, like, a 3-year-old and, like, you're just learning to speak, but, like, it's two parts. There's the subject and what the subject did.
But
you
going there,
to put those
going
two
there
parts
makes
together.
Me feel very small. Like having someone order food for me has always made me feel very puppy. Also, you know, even though I'm getting better at it, I used to not be able to do it. But eating with my hands, like I feel like a little gremlin, and that puts me really in puppy mode. And if you know anything about my little space, I'm just a puppy girl. Like,
yep.
My little space is a 3-year-old who wants to be a puppy.
That sounds very. That sounds like quite a. I feel like that describes quite a few people as baby furs as well. But yeah, that's very adorable, actually. Like
eating
you're
with your
the,
hands is so hard too.
Yeah, you're the one on the playground that's like pretending to be a puppy, or if you're gonna play house with the kids, you're gonna be the dog.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, it's funny you say Denny's, and then I got to thinking, obviously the go-to strategy would be going into at any sort of sit-down restaurant. Oh, the kids menu, ordering the kids menu, you get the crayons, you color the thingy in at the table and then your caregiver obviously orders for you. And like the more I think about it, honestly, I used to be kind of, I thought I would be a little self-conscious about that kind of thing, but also, like, who gives a shit is another thing you need to think about.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I think you can always think about, like, what, like how a set is seen and food's going to be part of it. Like if I'm going to the movies with my mommy or whatever, and there's like a kids pack, or like I eat like something fruity. I don't know why fruity stuff. I think it's because it's less bitter and kids like less bitter foods. They're more into like sweeter things. I feel like if I'm in like a certain situation, that's set dressing, right? That gets you more in the headspace. And sometimes, you know, with like what I would call transformative play. There was no finish to this sentence. I just think that dressing set dressing for TF scenes or whatever, not even TF scenes, for like any scene that requires you to change headspace.
Yep. That's because it's like, it's important to get into that space, right? So, like, if you're going to go eat someplace and you're trying to feel small, you put them in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All right. Like, you put them in the back seat. It's fine. It's really good after, like, it's good to get into, like, a habit, too. Like, do something every time. If you're going to go out and have a scene like this, do something. If you're going to do it regularly, at least. Do something similar every time. Like, go to a movie and then do it. Or go to, you know, a park or the zoo. And then afterwards go and get something to eat in a little space.
Oh.
Because, I mean.
Or if you're willing to fork over the money, popcorn at the theater at a kid's. No, you get the. Oh, wait. Theater.
Missed Pixar films being like a theater thing.
It, oh, right, fucking Disney Plus. But what is it? At the theaters, AMC, I know, does it, and some other movie theater companies do it. They have like a kids pack. It's a little like, it's, yes, I need to do that.
Oh, I can't do movies. I can't do movies because, when it's loud, so I went to a movie recently. Yeah. I went to a movie recently, the first one since the Panini started, and since like 2 years before the Panini started. Like, I don't go to movies, but I went to see one because I had nothing better to do on the day, and I was celebrating. And when it opened up, I had to wear my headphones inside the theater partially. Because it was so loud, it hurt my ears.
I remember having to do that a lot as a kid. Well, it would depend on the theater. I remember there was a theater that my aunt and my cousin took me to that I thought it had a really good quality or really good level of volume. I think I remember we used a joke that was like, ah, that's Nate's favorite theater because it has the perfect sound because it wasn't too loud. Because I think I do remember that, like, about some movie theaters being, like, really too loud. I guess I just kind of dealt with it, or I would just put my hands over my ears so I didn't really have to deal with it. Nowadays I don't really...
Nate is the most undiagnosed autistic kid I have... That's the end of the sentence. There's...
Lily, are you okay? You seem to be very... You seem to, like...
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, I'm having trouble finishing my thoughts today. I'm a little tired, you know, it's been a week.
It's...
Yeah, I know somewhere, and that's why, you know, we need to do a nice thinking exercise. So what is actually, like, what is something that you want to experience when it comes to this scene? What's your ideal little experience scene?
We play puppy. We play puppy, right? And I'm playing puppy, and then they give me a dog biscuit cookie. And then maybe it has a little bit of, you know, something in it that maybe wouldn't be there normally.
Okay, you had me
Shits
until...
Shits or giggles? Shits or giggles?
Shits or giggles? Oh, yeah.
The game of risk. The game of risk.
Oh, God. No, Lily, you said dog treat.
The really risky one. Shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, before this scene starts, we're doing another scene where I'm also a kid, but this time I'm helping them bake cookies, and I keep making them dog biscuit shaped. So then the caretaker's like, oh, why don't we play puppy? And then I go, yeah, I'm puppy.
Yeah.
And then she gives you one of the cookies that you, yourself, the big girl, made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best puppy made. Also, for your consideration, Lily, Scooby Snacks.
My issue with Scooby Snacks is I actually don't like the taste of them, and I've had them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're great breakfast snacks.
But if I do end up making the edibles cookies that are dog biscuits, I'm going to call them Lily Snacks. 100%.
Okay, I mean, well, you have to, right?
So wait, you guys don't like Teddy Grahams? Because I was immediately thinking Teddy Grahams. Teddy Grahams? Baggy full? No. Teddy Grahams or a Ziploc baggie with Cheerios, little space food, right there.
Or you're doing like a MedFet little space, and the other person's in a lab coat, and they're like, if you sit here for a minute with this marshmallow in front of you and you don't eat it, I'll give you an entire bag of marshmallows.
What?
Yeah. What? Have you heard of that?
No. What?
Oh, it's a very famous child psychology study. That was, they literally, like, said, it was, like, to teach, like, to test patience or, like, incentive or whatever, or reward or something like that. And they gave them, like, they put, like, a treat in front of them and said, hey, if you wait, like, 5 minutes, I will come back and give you a second one. But you can't have eaten that one first.
Oh, it's,
I like forget what the results were, but it's a fairly famous study.
Right. I think I might have heard that now that you say it like that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what you do. You put a Lily snack in front, and then you wait and see what she does. And then you wait and see what she does. And then, you know, maybe she has the patience, but she probably won't because she's a dog and she's probably start chewing on it the minute you put it in front of her.
But you give it to her anyways afterwards because she's a good puppy.
Yeah.
That
is a very important thing too with like these sort of scenes. Is if you establish something as good or bad, know your partner.
Or even better, I get to play the clever puppy. So they're like, if you don't eat this one, when we leave, I'll give you a whole bag of them. And then to get out of it, but still by definition win, you pee yourself, so they have to remove you from the room. For hygiene reasons.
Oh, prostrat. I don't think that works for you.
I don't.
But then because we did leave the room, I get the entire bag because that's what they said.
I don't think it works like that for you,
Lily. I love you. You are something else. Where was I going with this?
Hey, what's your What's a good scene that you want to do?
The more I
think that we have you at gunpoint because your mommy is in chat. what as the we record this.
What are you holding me at gunpoint? Hey, what?
Yep.
So, anything you say is recorded and on the record and will be directly taken.
Well, see, this is
baby fur cast. It's normally just an elaborate setup for Nate.
This is I think we've definitely said that the alternate name for the show is the Fuck with Nate show, right?
I've tried to move away from that. Instead, I try to embarrass you in ways that are good, such as you telling your mommy exactly the scene you want to do.
I'm realizing this, and I'm giving them fuel for their fire, which is it's great.
This is my fun. I love to give my subby friends, just put them in scenarios where they tell their dog something they want to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of cornered me, because anyways, what I'm thinking about, like, little space food scenarios, definitely restaurant, sit-down restaurant, kids menu, and you and the caregiver orders my food for me. And then, again, the only other thing I can really think of is go to the movies and you get the kids pack thing. You know, it usually is like popcorn, the only thing is, like, obviously portion sizes. I'm a fat motherfucker, so, like, the kids pack probably isn't going to do it entirely, but it's the thought that counts. It's like a small popcorn.
Maybe Nate, you get to sit next to your mommy as she cooks, like, a special, like, Thanksgiving meal, and it's just like a happy, pure moment, and then you sneak some, and she gives your hands a little tap. A little cute tap, because she's like, no, it's eating, you're gonna spoil your dinner, but then she keeps putting them.
It's not a Thanksgiving meal. It's a Nate'sgiving
meal. Nate's what the what? It's
we're celebrating Nate giving.
Honestly,
giving
himself
though, as a good friend.
Well, if I wanted to turn around though, I definitely would love to have Tiny down here for Thanksgiving so they can like experience a Thanksgiving dinner. And I'll cook for them, and then I don't know. I'm thinking about the other side, because
it's that Canada has a Thanksgiving too, right?
I know, but is it the same as our Thanksgiving with like the turkey, the stuffing, the
killing of indigenous people? Yes.
Okay. I mean, I was gonna try and be wholesome, but all right, you guys are always like to bring politics into this, and I like.
No, I don't try to.
It just so happens, and if you want to be funny, you also have to make a political statement, obviously. But
I want to point out how bad things were, and that we can make it better.
Yeah, we can kill the queen.
Jesus Christ.
All right, okay, anyways, Nate, food.
Food. Food, good. Nom nom, yummy yummy. I guess the only other thing I can think of is definitely, like,
you
I don't know.
Just back to the 2000s, Pocky.
Okay, that's not little space food. That's definitely like middle. I would have to say that's middle space food. Like, if you wanted to be nerdy and cute about it, I would love to do. I would love to go to a con and play the Pocky game with Tiny, because that's like, I think
what's
I've only
the Pocky game.
Okay, so it's a game. It says a game, but basically. You take a stick of Pocky, and one person has one end in their mouth, the other one has one in their mouth.
It's basically it's the spaghetti. Okay.
It's the spaghetti trick. It's basically to get someone to kiss someone, but also, like, depending. It's funny, because I've tried that with a couple of girls, and, like, one of them, and one time it was ending out, like, a couple of times it ended up in a makeout session. The other time, this one girl, like, I was probably being way too pushy on her, and we tried doing it, and she immediately bit off her end and then pulled away before I was even getting close to her lips. So
I imagine like an oblivious person going, ha, loser, I ate all the Pocky, what a loser.
it's like,
all right, me first, you put it in their mouth, and then they just walk away with it, fucking loser, I got a Pocky.
No. You just slowly slide the Pocky down your throat by, like, rolling your head back.
What, like a, like, sword swallowing?
Yeah.
You look at her, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's, again, I don't know if that's like little space. That's definitely more like middle space. Because yeah, because like when was my first
awkward high school teen dates? Yes.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Awkward high school teen dates.
Wait. Whoa. That stuff started for you guys in high school? Oh man, I got into anime culture in like middle school.
You got
like I got middle school. Yeah.
You go to the mall. You go to Hot Topic. You look at the Naruto wallet. Your girlfriend steals the Naruto wallet.
Hell yeah.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, your girlfriend is way cooler than you at this point. I'm sorry.
It's true. They have the Naruto wallet. They're already cooler than you.
Okay. Well, all right, but definitely like not to totally careen our entire show subject, but like that is a really cute idea of a high school date. You go where we go to the mall, we go to Hot Topic, and we go to Spencer's and we giggle at all this stupid sex stuff in the back, and then we eat food court food, which in my case would definitely be Sarku. I fucking love Sarku. If I ever go to the mall and we're getting food at the mall, I most likely will always go for Sarku.
This is like a chaotic good version of the food thing. Like you're at the end of the day, the scene still ends with like you in middle space doing like an age play scene of eating at the mall, but it's so like everything before it is like just the chaotic good alignment chart for it.
Yeah, but I think kind of roping it back into little space, though, I do have to say, like, I think middle space can
talk about both. It's all age play.
Well, yeah. So I think the only other thing I can think of is like if we're going out, do something like, I don't know, going to the zoo or going out to the park or something, like you pack some snacks. So like, I don't know, Teddy Grahams, Cheez-Its. I love Funyuns. Funyuns are really good. Although I don't know why that doesn't seem like little space. Like I'm thinking little space food, like animal crackers, Cheez-Its, Teddy Grahams. I'm trying to think like what I would have eaten as a kid. Funyuns, I definitely remember eating a lot as a kid, but like, I don't know. They don't really induce little space, but it's just a really good snack food I like. And then like, like the snack size bag of Doritos or Lunchables.
A Lunchable would be good. I can imagine going to the zoo and like your caregiver pulls you, like, says, okay, let's take a break now. They need a break too. It's hot, you know, midday. You have to reapply the sunscreen.
Yeah.
You have to get water because, you know, you have to pee the diaper somehow.
Oh my God.
And then they pull out the Lunchables. And baby, I'm going to make myself some pizza.
I don't know the Lunchables pizza. I was just thinking like the cracker. No, no, no. Yeah. Like,
I was thinking the crackers too, but I thought it'd be uncool if I just said the cracker.
No, like that's the thing. I'm trying to remember. If they still have them, the Lunchables with the chicken nuggets where like you could, there was a Lunchables with chicken nuggets where it was like, they're like a flavor dust you could put on the chicken. Yeah. If that is somehow still a thing, that definitely, like, I'm thinking of it, like, it doesn't taste that good, but just the thought, like thinking about that now definitely reminds me of like field trips. Peanut butter and jelly. That's the other thing. Peanut butter and jelly. Strawberry jelly. Yes. That's... Why do I think of this? Uncrustables?
Uncrustables, yep.
Doy. I remember eating...
Those are actually the best little space snack. Because you get this feeling of a peanut butter and jelly, and you don't have to have the crust.
Yeah. I mean, I was never really persnickety about the crust as a kid.
Oh, no. I wasn't either, but...
Yeah. But, like, Uncrustables... Where's it going with Uncrustables? It's funny because my parents never got me Uncrustables. It's just, I remember getting Uncrustables as a kid every now and then, like whenever I was at someone else's house or like somehow I ended up with Uncrustables. I remember getting Uncrustables one time when I was an adult because they were like the perfect food to put in my car while I was out Ubering, basically. It's basically like pre-made sandwiches.
Pretty nice. But oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's such a funny, our show is such a funny experience because I feel like we move on to the subject and then later on, like the log jam unjams, we get more ideas of like food. Like, yeah. Oh, pretzel sticks specifically.
Oh, I hate those. My gosh.
You don't like those?
Go to the mall food court. It's like you're 13, you're with your dad, you're shopping for back to school clothing, and you're like, guys are hungry, but you know dinner's coming soon. So you go to the mall food court, you go to Auntie Anne's, you get yourself some of those pretzel bites with the cheese sauce. You know, the terrible tasting cheese sauce. It tastes terrible, but you love it.
Yep. Because you're a child who has no thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. It's exactly, like, it's... There's a lot of memories that we subconsciously, like, hide and put away with food. When there's a lot of things that are, like, really good. Now, I'm going to be selfish and tell you my scene that I want to do. 100%, I want to be in a high chair and fed. Yeah. And then I'm going to play with the bowl. I'm going to play in the bowl.
The bowl
is going to end up in my head. I don't know if there's going to be food in the bowl. I don't know if there's going to care. The bowl is going to end up in my head.
I love that. Okay, I'm trying to remember if I... No. There was... I almost ended up in a high chair at TFF at the ABU party. They had a high chair, but I'm pretty sure most people were hogging it whenever I was trying to get up in it.
That's what it was like in at the Capcom I went to.
Oh, yeah. Because I know they have high chairs at Capcom as well. I feel like high chair would be really cute. I would love to be...
really care so much for the high chair part as much as I like the idea of somebody playing with me and entertaining me while I'm being fed.
Knowing all of my friends, the high chair would quickly become the high chair.
You act like I'm not going to be high in the high chair.
That's just... Why is it called the high chair if you're not high in it?
Why do they call it the oven when you oven the cold food out the hot eat the food?
Jesus Christ. No, the high chair is definitely... No, you know what? You know what, Spelly? You have a point. The idea of, like, a caregiver, like, I don't know, just entertaining you or trying to engage you in that sort of, like, mentality... Or better yet, like trying to feed you. Or, oh wait, no.
Remember Austin Easy Ups one? I wonder if I can find that.
Oh, the one about the ideal scenario of getting yourself in a high chair with a white t-shirt, eating spaghetti with red dye number 5, smearing it all over yourself, and then what is it? Loading your pants. And then getting a bath and a hand job or something like that. I was like, this is the ideal night. Honestly, and though.
Hand job. You never see the hand job coming.
Yeah. No, it was I know which one you're talking about, and I'm gonna look this up now. But spaghetti, it's funny. I'm thinking of like spaghetti. I'm thinking, you know what it is? That's the little space food. That is, it's not spaghetti. It would be Chef Boyardee ravioli.
I love Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, you guys impress me with your ability to, like, actually pick up. So I can't have, like, I can't pick up, like, anything with fats or, like, anything like that in it because of autism. Like, that's why I default to, like, people feeding me is because, like, I can't stand touching food very much.
Me either.
What am I doing? I can just ask Austin for the fucking tweet.
But yeah.
He's one of your friends, Nate. Never forget your friends.
Well, it's getting close to the end of the show.
Now it's time for so long.
So we have one more question to ask. Where are you in the McDonald's alignment chart?
What the fuck does that even mean?
So, you know the chart of, like, if somebody in the back seat is yelling that they want to go to McDonald's, what do you do?
Wait. What do you, like, am I the person that's like screaming at my mom?
No. If you're driving,
if someone says
if somebody's in the backseat of your car and saying, let's go to McDonald's, and they're like a little kid going to McDonald's, and you're the dad of these people, what are you doing? Are you going up there and ordering a black coffee because you're some kind of sadistic asshole? Or are you getting them a Happy Meal? Yeah, have you ever heard of that? You've seen this meme.
You've
had to see this meme.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
No, because like
riff for us, Nate. Riff.
What are you talking? Okay. Actually, while you're while you're trying to look this up, I did get Austin did get back with me really easily. So the ideal scenario, his all right. So the to quote Austin Easy Ups. My ideal little meal is being strapped in a high chair via 5-point harness, a full bladder, and a white shirt, being served a plate of spaghetti with sauce full of red dye 5, throwing the spork aside and digging in with my paws. Then I get a bath, a hand job, and a new diaper. And I honestly cannot think of a better scenario in some cases.
Alright. McDonald's.
What is this McDonald's alignment chart?
McDonald's alignment chart.
Because, like, alright, so you're saying if I'm a dad and I have kids in the back that are going McDonald's, 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 Daddy, I want McDonald's or I will overthrow the government. I probably would cave. I just ask them, like, what do you want?
Like, McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. And your options are, we have food at home, holds into the drive-thru as children cheer, orders a single black coffee and leaves, and... You joining in saying McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's.
I'd probably be joining in. Although it depends on how I feel, because like sometimes I really don't want McDonald's. Especially nowadays, because I am trying to lose. I really want to lose weight.
Yeah, but that's not the question. All right. We're just saying, like, what type of person are you?
I would be the one to give people McDonald's. Unless. Right. Well, all right, so it's either I give them McDonald's because I'm in a nice mood, or I say, no, fuck you, we have food at home. So it really
depends. Yeah, this is originally supposed to be a triangle chart. It's very hard to say in this, but I felt like there had to be some mention of it because McDonald's is such such a normal thing to go to the play place and stuff. So we have to talk about the McDonald's alignment chart.
Okay, well, let's go
so
to
McDonald's. You're on McDonald's. You're on McDonald's. You're joining in on the chanting.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
Lily.
Oh, man, it's McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's all the way. Like, the point of the triangle. I am also there shouting for McDonald's. Because as much as I am, like, an exercise freak, someone who's been healthy with quotation marks, because I ate, like, shit back then, you know, like, I fucking love... I had a burger from McDonald's today for lunch. I don't do that often, but when I do, like, I really like McDonald's. Like, it's cheap, and it's probably gross, but, like, I like the taste of it.
Yeah.
I'm in between the joining in with chanting, because I do like me some McDonald's. But, at the same time, we have food at home is probably also... an answer I would default to fairly easily.
Yeah.
Because I'd be trying, like, I would want to go to McDonald's, but I'd go, yeah, we have food at home. And, like, not McDonald's, guys.
Not McDonald's.
What about Arby's? I feel like...
Arby's? Yeah, they have the meat. They have the meats.
They have the meats.
It's probably awful. Every fast food place is awful, really. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyways, before we get too hungry, we ought to wrap this bit up.
Now she's hungry. Gonna eat.
Tired. So let's wrap up this hamburger and we'll ship it out in the next door.
Oh, fuck. I could make a chopped cheese right now, actually. Anyways.
Nate, what are the pluggables for you?
Oh, Fluggables, Jesus. You can find me on Twitter at FluffyNate. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/OreoBearNate. I am streaming very sporadically. I'm still trying to figure out a schedule, but usually...
Refer to the front of the podcast.
What?
Oh. Refer to the beginning of the podcast.
Right, so, I usually try to aim to stream evenings, Monday through Thursday evenings around 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So that's usually what my game plan is going to be. But aside from that, you can also find me on Twitter at OreoBearNate. That is my SFW Twitch Twitter. I've been kind of bouncing back and forth about like talking about Baby Fur stuff, and like honestly, I don't mind talking about Baby Fur stuff as long as we don't get into the weird sexual stuff. In my rules, I say keep it PG-13, so keep that in mind. But anyways, I guess that's it for me. Spelly, where can people find you?
At @speller_19. That's it. I don't stream or stuff, guys.
You talk about me being a square. You're the square. You don't stream. You don't have an OnlyFans. Yeah. You're not just for fans.
Yeah, it's because I've hated my body for so long. I need to work on that some more.
Oh, fat fucking mood. All right, Lily, where can people find you?
Speed down the highway, going the incorrect way.
Oh, hell yeah. Living dangerously.
Living dangerously. In the forest, eating any food I find on the ground. You can find me at actuallilypup@twitter.com. It's the Lilypup on Twitch. I occasionally stream there. You can also check me out on Twitter I already said my Twitter. You can add me on Steam if you'd like. I'm friends with anyone on Steam. My Steam is hi, I'm Lily. If you live in the Seattle area and want to hang out, I'm also available all the time. I'm very sad and I want friends. Please.
Her address is.
My address is.
No doxing. No doxing.
Damn.
No doxing. No one rule. We have no rules in this podcast, but we have one rule. No doxing. Anyways, Nate, where can you find all of us?
You can find. Wow. All right. I was good. All right. You can find all of us tweeting from our babe, from our Twitter. Oh my god, you put me on the spot. you can find all three of us tweeting from the Baby Fur Cast Twitter @BabyFurCast. And if you like this show and would like to support us, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/babyfurcast for currently $1, $3, and $5 a month. You can get access. You can support the show, and $3 and $5 a month gets you access to our Discord server as well as bonus. Well, $5 a month gets you access to bonus episodes. $3 and $5 a month gets you access to episodes a day early, as well as unedited versions of our director's cut where Lily talks about being on acid and watching wrestling.
It was a great experience.
It was really great. Wonderful. If you would like that or some more.
Learned about my job.
Yeah, basically. So all that and more can be found on patreon.com/babyfurcast. And with all that being said, we will see you next time.
Goodbye! McDonald's, 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 McDonald's.